would. Try to flush that deer out the way I come. So. And was that last one I let off, and he's on the edge of the hill, you know. And he's going to shoot down that way in case one run out down that way. And I went on down, I guess maybe 300-400 yards from him, and cut into the woods in the drain, and come right back up. After I got back to camp, he asked me, he said, did you see anything in the woods? And I had three big dogs with me, two bloodhounds and a walker, I think it was. He asked me, see anything in the woods?
No.
He said, you didn't see nothing following
you? No.
He said, well, I tell you what, wasn't long after you went in the woods with the dogs there and turned them loose, he said, I seen something coming down that line from the opposite way you come. He said, it got to where you cut into the woods, and he said, it turned sideways, and I looked at it. He said, it looked like a small deer at first, he said, but then I looked hard, and I seen that long tail. And he said, I tell you, it followed you. He said, he's probably after them dogs. It was a cougar. And that's when they were looking for this cougar. And I spotted that thing up there last year, too. But that thing followed me in the woods, and I didn't even know it.
They'll eat people, right?
They'll attack you if they're old and they can't catch game. Or, say, they're rabid.
Yeah.
Sick. They'll attack you. Now, last year, I had trouble with a big old bobcat up there at our camp. I went up there quite a few times by myself. And, I had my camp set up, and always had a fire, and had my lantern going, and this one first particular time, and had my gun sitting up there, and I was cooking me up a stew, and in the direction that the truck was parked, there was a shadow the opposite side caused by the lantern, you know, the truck blocking the light. When my dog was sleeping under the truck, I let her loose. And man, she got up and went to sticking them bristles up on her back and went to growling and growling, acting like she ain't never acted before. And I thought to myself, a damn army gal out there, you know, something like that. But she kept on barking, kept on barking. I said, shut up, you know. I took my .22 and shot a couple times in that direction. And shut up, come back and lay down. Well, that's all that. But 5 minutes later, man, she got up and she looked in the same direction. So I hollered, sick it. And I got my .22, you know. And my shotgun sitting there too, but I wanted that .22. And she run out there a little way and growl and bark and bark and come back. It went quiet. 5 minutes later, she's doing it again. So after that time, she laid up under the truck. My shot out in the woods. She laid up under the truck. Right up under the rear axle. She curled up there and I said, still cooking. Boy, directly she jumped up from there and hit her back, her head on the axle, and went to growling and barking, and I heard that cat scream. It was right there by the front tire of the truck. And it took off. And I heard it running in the woods and leave. I said, God damn. Shit, what the hell is that? And I didn't see it. I figured maybe it was a bobcat or cougar. And I figured it's a cougar, you know, the worst of it.
Yeah.
So I said, well, I'm going to get that song again. So I had my headlight. No, first thing I did, I moved my truck. And I said, well, he ain't gonna come in this way. It's too close to my camp. I had woods on that side. So I moved my truck straight out, where there was a clearing in front of the truck. And sure enough, you know, the light was blocked out there. I said, well, he ain't gonna come in here now. And it wasn't 5 minutes after I moved my truck, he went out that way. Same in the shadow. See, that this thing kept coming up your shadow all the time. Smart. So I said, oh, hell. So I slept in the back of my truck that night. The next night, I didn't sleep in the tent. Next night, I said, well, I'm going to have to get a look at this so I can get a shot at it. I got to kill it or something. It's getting to be a pest. And all that night, I slept in the truck. She's out there barking. And I didn't get much sleep. So the next night, I had a headlight. And I got out there in an open circle.